Now the news, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese authorities have expressed firm opposition to U.S. sanctions against three Chinese companies. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says the country will take countermeasures to resolutely safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese companies. Officials say U.S. crackdown on Chinese enterprises damages the interests of businesses from both countries, and such practice disrupts the global supply chains. Fengtai, one of the 16 districts of Beijing Municipality, on Sunday started district-wide nucleic acid testing as local COVID-19 cases have been reported recently. Local authorities say the district has found a cluster infection and is facing the risk of community transmission. Beijing reported 9 confirmed local COVID-19 cases and 3 asymptomatic cases from Friday to Saturday. 4 of the confirmed cases and all 3 asymptomatic cases are from Fengtai District. New Zealand will move to red light settings from midnight Sunday due to Omicron cases detected in the community. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has confirmed that 9 COVID-19 cases reported in the Nelson Marlborough region had the Omicron variant. A further case was confirmed late Saturday.
These cases are in a single family that flew to Auckland on 13 January to attend a wedding and other events on the weekend of January 15 and 16. An initial estimate suggests that there were well over 100 people at these events.
According to the red light settings, under the COVID-19 protection framework, gatherings will be limited to 100 people in places where COVID-19 vaccine passports are used. Japan confirmed over 54,000 daily COVID-19 cases on Saturday, setting a new record for the fifth day in a row. Tokyo reported more than 11,000 new cases, while Osaka Prefecture in western Japan confirmed a fresh high of over 7,300 cases. Amid surging cases across the country, the Japanese government first placed 15 prefectures under a quasi-state of emergency, and then added Tokyo and 12 other prefectures to the measure on Friday. In the United States, the U.S. CDC says almost all new infections in the country are of the Omicron variant. Data also suggests the number of Omicron cases has peaked in the country's eastern states, while new cases in the West Coast and the South continue to rise. Nick Harper reports.
Well, some encouraging news when you look at the national picture. We are beginning to see cases drop right across the United States, currently at around 720,000 new cases each day compared to more than 800,000 just over a week ago. Here in the east of the country, that data suggesting that the Omicron variant has peaked, but in the west and in the south, we're still continuing to see cases rise and also deaths, more than 2,000 a day in total, which is still a very high number. Hospitals say that they are struggling. Many ICU wards across the country saying that they are full. Well, the Food and Drug Administration is doing more to try and combat this. They're expanding the use of remdesivir, an antiviral drug that's been used up until now to treat the sickest patients, those who have already been hospitalized. But the FDA is now expanding it so that at-risk patients who have not yet been hospitalized will also be able to use remdesivir.
The Peruvian government has declared a 90-day environmental emergency in the coastal area of Lima, which has been affected by a recent oil spill. The oil spill occurred on January 15th when an oil tanker was unloading at one of the terminals of a refinery operated by Repsol in the province of Callao, neighboring Lima. Repsol has said the cleanup of the areas affected by the oil spill should be completed by the end of February. The petrochemical company says over 1,500 cubic meters of contaminated sand have been removed. At least 7 civilians have been killed and 9 others wounded when a bomb blast hit a minibus in Herat City, capital of Afghanistan's western Herat province, on Saturday. Some of the wounded are in critical condition. The vehicle was destroyed by the blast. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack so far. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.